Welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show on Maui, going 30 years. And it's always a pleasure to be here. This is the second year I've had a chance to talk to Allison Wright. Allison Wright's the president of the Maui Landscape Association. No, I got that wrong, didn't I?
It's the Maui Association of Landscape Professionals.
There you
it's
go.
It's a mouthful.
Maui Association of Landscape Professionals. And I just love talking to you because you really are someone who knows about the earth, the ground, and you put on this amazing event, always the day before the day before Father's Day, and this year that's going to be not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after on the 16th, and it's going to be at the Maui Mall. And you really go all out in this, and it's really kind of, it's great to see everyone get out and learn about the earth, about soil, about their plants. They get a chance to go to some of the workshops, the keiki, have fun. It's a wonderful event, but you've been doing this event for a while, haven't you?
This event's been around in one form or another for over 20 years, and it used to be called the Lawn and Garden Fair. So the last 2 years we changed the name, made it a little more modern, changed it to the Maui Garden Expo to be more inclusive of everything. And I think it's a great event for the family because there's a little something for everyone. There's something for the children to do. There's something for the adults to do. You can come and buy plants for your yard. You can come and see new products. We have a lot of people coming now with products, not just plant sales. So we're very excited. We have right now over 20 people signed up to come as vendors. And so we'll be answering questions all day. And you know, it's hard to tell how many people you get come through because the Maui Mall is open, but we're excited. It always seems like there's 1,000 people walking around. So come early and make sure you come and get all your good plants and check out all the new products you can get.
You know, and it's interesting because this is your life. You work. You're a landscaper.
Yeah, so I work at for a landscape contractor on Maui. So every day I just came from work. So every day I go and I work in the landscape down all over Maui. And then as a fun job, I work with the Landscape Association. So we always come up with new programs and new events. And so this is our biggest event of the year. And it's kind of helped showcase a lot of our members that are, the vendors are a lot of our smaller members. So,
you know, landscaping, you know, more than anyone probably knows how important landscaping is. I can't even imagine how some of these houses would look without landscaping. And the landscaping is so key. It's so important. And not only that, I mean, it's kind of appropriate that it's the day before Father's Day because it does make a difference in your home, the way you landscape, the way you care for it. And it doesn't have to take a lot. I mean, not a lot of people have huge yards, but you choose what you have, right? And you can work with people whatever size. I'm sure you deal with all sizes of landscaping, from huge to kind of small, right?
You know, I work with a lot of everything. I tend to work with bigger properties, so I do more commercial properties. But anybody at your house, even in my house, too. Some people tell me all the time that, you know, I can't grow a plant. Everything in my yard is dying. I just had somebody the other day say, the only plants are growing there are growing by accident because I certainly didn't grow them there. And, you know, everybody has a different opinion of it and everybody has a different ability. And that's okay. There's something for everybody. And a lot of people, you have to remember, landscape or just gardening in general, it has an effect on your mind and your soul and your
absolutely.
Mind. And it's not just that, but then you can think of the technical aspect. So it also has an effect on your property value and what you see around you. So it can go either direction. So you do it for yourself, or you do it for your, if you're in a large community, you can do it for the community. So it goes, there's a lot to it. It's a lot more than just a plant in the ground.
You know, I'm not a person that's good with plants, but I have a few, and it continues to amaze me how they will survive with a little bit of love and care, how they can survive even people like me. I had a plant I liked. I really liked it. I forget how I got it. I think I just bought it at the market. And I put it on my altar, and then it's like it was dying, and it was dying. It's like, okay, I'm just going to put it outside. And the other day, it's like, oh my gosh, it's coming back. I'm going, I didn't do anything. It's just been sitting out there for a year, and now it's starting to sprout again. I'm going, that is so cool. Yes. And then I have a rose bush, and I don't have a lot, but I have one. And this thing has survived for just about a year, and I just love it, you know. And then there's some orchids plants I've had for 10 years that come back every year, and they survive in spite of me, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what properties do you work with? You said you work with some large properties.
There's a couple commercial properties in Wailea, like not the larger condos, so
yeah.
And that I work with, and then some in Kihei. So it's a little bit of everything. So, like, I work, there's a big condo, so Wailea Point, and in Wailea. That's one of the properties I work on. So I help manage the landscape.
And it's kind of nice there. They've been trying to get back to the natural plants for the area along the walkway there.
Down at the bottom, yeah. So we just did actually do work with on at Wailea Point. They have what they call the seawalk or the sidewalk that's in Wailea.
Yeah.
I know Wailea Point specifically just has been renovating that walkway and making it back to. We used to have about 70 native species there, and they kind of lost some along the way because native plants do that. Native plants tend to come and go. Now they're up to about 40. By replanting it. So they've spent a lot of time and energy renovating that walkway. I just actually wrote an article for it in the Hawaii Landscape Magazine for the state. So now I know all about that walkway.
Well, this is, by the way, you can find out about the Maui Garden Expo, because now there's a website, MauiGardenExpo.com. It starts on Saturday, June 16th at 10 o'clock. And give us the breakdown of what's going to be happening starting at 10, and it goes all the way to 3, so it's a very long, very complete day. So starting at 10, what happens?
We don't have a big ceremony. It's just kind of the opening of the expo, and then what we do throughout the day, usually about 11:15, we do an award presentation for the Malama Ika Aina Award. So this is an award that's been going on for about 15 years, and it's co-sponsored with MALP, and then the Maui Invasive Species Committee, and the County of Maui. So we all get together and somebody is chosen in the community, they're nominated, and then as a community member, they've contributed something to protect native plants or take care of everything. So last year, for example, we had Sarah Tekula and Joseph Imhoff. They have a organization called Plant a Wish. So what they do every day is they always make sure they're planting native plants. They actually, as a family, they plant a native plant every single day.
And I didn't know that.
Their little son. Yeah. So we had a fun time giving that to them. Prior awards have been gone to Angela Kepler. So she's the international expert on bananas. So you would never realize how many bananas were native to Hawaii that can only be found here. So if you you can see some of those examples if you go to the botanical garden.
Well, only one I can think of is apple banana, right? Is that native to Hawaii?
That is not.
Oh my gosh, I struck out on the one I knew.
If you go to some of the bananas she's found, even by flying in helicopters up the valleys in Maui, you'll find these little patches of bananas she found. And some of the bananas are actually at the Maui Nui Botanical Garden. And where they only have a few that they know of in the world, where there's only one patch of bananas left of this variety or that variety. So if you go to the Maui Nui Botanical Garden, you can see some of those, and you'll be seeing some of the most rare plants in the world, and it's a banana.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and I go by there all the time, and I'm going to go there with renewed respect
for
bananas.
Where are these rare bananas? So.
You don't want to let them die.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I wouldn't even want to eat them now. I ate the last banana. I know, just like you. So popular things that you always have going on is the soil testing. That's always a soil pH testing, and you do this free for anyone. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to bring your own soil. Is that BYOS?
Yes. We can call it. Bring your own soil. BYN. It's a new acronym. Norman will like that. We have an extension agent from the University of Hawaii comes, and he brings all the soil testing materials he needs. And you can come and you bring 2 cups of soil from your yard, and he'll do a pH test. So what that does is that gives you a base for your soil. So you have a baseline to see what your soil needs might be. There's a lot of issues with soils in Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with the pH. A lot of times our pH is high and plants can't get as enough nutrients. So if you can get your pH tested, so then you know what to start with your soil. Some people have a hard time, and a lot of times it's the soil. Even in my own yard, I have really hard to work with soil.
Is sand an issue? A lot of sand in the soil? I mean, obviously sand hills and
if you're
areas.
Down closer, if you're in central Maui, it can be. Mm-hmm. If you're closer to the ocean, it can be. A lot of that's more that it drains really fast. Most people with sand have more of an issue of they can't keep it watered. So you have to work because the water drains through the soil so fast. So if you're in central Maui, you think about all of the sand that's around Maui Lani. So all these people, even if there's a little bit of topsoil on the sand, there's a big sand bed below you. So all your water's draining
through.
Your nutrients
so
can leach through. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Or in Kihei, like a lot of the ocean, a lot of the older resorts are right on the water.
That's right.
There's just sand there. Or in the new resorts, there's setbacks, but those setbacks have to be sand. So you're trying to grow lawn sometimes on sand, which is
it's more fun. Challenging, right?
Yeah.
What are those stupid weeds that grow on all those lawns that you just can't get rid of?
It depends on the lawn. There's many weeds.
I mean, yeah. I've seen people out there, even in my neighborhood, just leaning over impatiently picking them, going, I never have the patience to pick out those
things.
Sometimes
that's the easiest thing, the way to get rid of a weed, instead of having to spray it with a chemical or something. You can pick them out. Depends on the weed. Some weeds, if you pull them out, they multiply underground.
Oh, really? So you don't want to just pick without knowing what you're doing.
But most of the time, even we do that. You think big commercial properties, we sometimes go and hand weed
lawns. Oh, my gosh. So, that's a lot of work.
It can be, but you want to do the thing that's most efficient. So, and sometimes
I would imagine you have to have pretty good strong backs and watch out for yourself. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of leaning over and stuff that happens in landscaping, isn't there?
There is. There's a lot of, it's a lot harder work than some people realize. Because it's not just the leaning over, but you're using sometimes heavy equipment. Even if you're not using heavy equipment, you're using hand tools. So there's a lot that goes on.
I'm sure there is. I mean, and there'll be people there that are experts. And this is also a really great service you have. And we're talking again to Allison Wright. She's putting on the Maui Garden Expo on June 16th at the Maui Mall. The plant and pest disease diagnosis. Okay, so what are those buggers that eat my rose plant's leaves? Those little buggers that are eating away at the leaves. Now, I mean, I did go out, I have to admit, and I got Miracle-Gro, okay? Yeah. I got Miracle-Gro. It helped a little bit, but those little buggers, what are those guys?
You know, it could, I can't tell you without looking at it for sure, it could be a lot of things.
Circular holes in the leaves to the point where it's almost no leaf left.
If there's little holes through the leaves, it might be something called a rose beetle. So
rose beetle. Yeah,
there's a Chinese rose beetle that comes in, and it comes out at night. See, some pests are really tricky. They hide during the day, and then they come out at night, and then they eat little holes in all the leaves. So if you see, like, sometimes there's other trees that they eat. So they'll, like, a hau tree, which is it's a native plant. It's got a big heart-shaped leaf, and it looks like lace when they're done eating it.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
And when that happens, they come out at night, and you come out during the morning, and you say, "What ate my plant?" You can't figure it out, but that's what you can do, is you can bring samples of plants and be like, "What's eating my plant?" And then you can bring it to that table, and they'll be able to help you.
You don't have to bring the whole plant. You can bring
can just bring a sample. Just bring a leaf, or bring, if you have the pest, you can put it in a little bag so it can't fly away.
They're pesky pests. They're hard to catch. You can't catch those pests.
Yeah, so that's table is usually run by the Master Gardeners. So the Maui Master Gardeners are also through a program that's run through the University of Hawaii Extension Office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and
they have
that
a pretty good program there, don't they?
Yeah. So that's through the Extension Office is there for landscaping. It's also there for other programs. So they do some farming programs and some like household programs that they run as well. Depends on the agent you work with. So
do they have the soil testing going on still? Didn't they for a while? Do they still have soil testing at the college that they do
there? Yeah, so you can, the person, one of the agents is going to be here at the table for free, but you can take a soil sample anytime to the Extension Office, and there's a small fee, and then you mail it off and they send it to their labs on Oahu. And they will, for homeowners, so that it's a small fee. I can't remember off the top of my head. And they'll send you back the analysis and then give you suggestions of what you can do to correct it. All you have to do is when you fill out the paperwork, they'll say, what kind of soil is it? What are you trying to grow? So are you trying to grow, is it a landscape? Is it ground covers? Is it a tree? Is it lawn? Or is it a crop? So you're trying to grow a vegetable garden or something for your home. They also do the same thing for pests and diseases too.
Uh-huh.
So you can drop that off. They have master gardeners that volunteer. Master gardeners are all volunteer. They work in the office, and if they can't identify it for you in the office, you can pay a small fee and also send that off to their labs, and they will try and diagnose it for you.
You are going to be doing giveaways, and the Father's Day giveaways are always a fun thing, and you know, everyone likes the giveaways. So give me an idea of what you're giving away.
So we are partnering with the Maui Mall this year. So the Maui Mall is always a generous sponsor. We've had our event there for at least the last 5 years. I'm not sure about if it was longer. And this year, the Maui Mall is going to have a booth there. And we, during that time, we're going to be having giveaways. So you come and you just basically, it's like a raffle. You put your name in. And we're putting together packages. We're having donations are coming in now. So we're going to have gift certificates. We're going to have hand tools. We might have some shelf, you know, of course, all gardening related items. So.
Yeah.
I know we have some gift certificates for compost. We have a gift certificate for a class at the Maui Nui Botanical Garden. We're going to be getting hand tools, so things like shovels and trowels and gloves and things like that. And we're waiting to see. We're going to have a big prize, so we're working on what that's going to be.
I didn't even know they had classes at the Maui Nui Botanical Gardens.
Okay, almost. I don't know how many times a year. Probably six a year. They may be more. I could be. But you can look at their website, and they have different classes on different items with native plants. I've seen them do dyeing classes, so you can take the native plants and turn them into dyes, and they'll show you how to use that to dye different cloths. Oh, yeah. They have a lot of classes there. They're fun to see.
Well, isn't that an interesting idea, that you can take native plants and make your own dye?
Oh, yeah. That's, if you think about like the Hawaiians use the kapa, and you see all the different designs. Mm-hmm. That's all made from dyes from all the native plants.
How cool. So what are some of the booths there?
At our event? Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to have our big sponsors this year are Simplot, so you may know them. They're a local landscape supply store. They have fertilizers and tools and things like that. So, and then we also have Pacific Pipe. So Pacific Pipe's been open for just over a year. It's a irrigation supply store, Pacific Pipe Company. So they're located over kind of off of Ho'okelei. But they're going to have a booth there. They also have landscape lighting, and you can ask them any questions about any of your water questions. They'll be able to help you out. And then our last sponsor, he's not going to have a booth, but he always helps a lot. So he's called the Grassmaster. So he says sod farm up in Kula. Mm. So if you need sod, you can go give him a call. You can look his number up and go buy sod from him. Or grass, any kind of grass cuttings you might need.
Yeah, great, great. And so, I guess you also want to thank, let's see here, of course, Maui Mall. And your association, which... if people are interested in finding out how to become a member of your organization, how do they find out more about you and the organization?
So we'll have, at the event, we'll have membership applications there, and there'll be members helping out, answer questions at one of our booths right in the center, right kind
Maui
of where...
Maui Association of Landscape Professionals?
Yeah. Yes.
Did I get it?
You got it right that
Yay.
Time. So okay. We'll have at our center table, kind of at the Maui Mall, where the fountains are, we have a big tent over the fountains. So we'll have people there to answer that question. You can always go to our website, too. It's malp.org. So it's malp.org. And find out membership information. As a member, you actually get discounts at some local organizations. So Simplot, Pacific Pipe, ISI Hawaii. You get discounts at Valhalla Flower Farm. You get discounts at Lawn Equipment and Repair. So each organization, and there's a few others in there, each organization has a different discount. It might be on products and services. It might be a straight across 10% discount. So anybody who's a member gets all these discounts.
How are we doing? There's no major bugs. I mean, I know I've heard of other islands going through some real problems with some bugs. We had a while back. Remember the willy trees? Were they that was terrible when
yeah,
there was
so
an infestation. Is there any problems right now, or how?
So
are we
the
doing?
willy trees was the erythrite and gall wasp, and that's something. It was so tiny you could hardly even. It was almost microscopic. This little guy that ended up devastating all of the willy trees. For other big pests, there's not so as many really extraordinary ones yet on Maui. So there we have issues on Oahu. There's something called the coconut rhinoceros beetle that eats it's like this little monster that comes and eats your coconuts, and if you see this grub, it will fits in the palm of your hand. It's how big this grub is. So I haven't heard that that's come to Maui yet.
It's eating coconuts. I mean, that's a hard thing to eat. That's quite a hard shell.
It eats right through. It's not the coconut itself it eats. It eats right through the top of the tree, the coconut palm.
Oh,
and it will actually kill the coconut.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I haven't heard of those being on Maui yet. Those are on Oahu.
I hope they don't get here. Can you imagine what a mess that would be?
Yeah. So the other issue, what you probably hear more of, is the little fire ant, which
those are awful.
I'm actually here when I see all the issues with all the lava going on the Big Island. What I hear, I see in the background, and I see people. Oh, we're looking for, you know, we're out looking for lost animals, and what we're running into is we're getting bit by the ants. We don't want that to happen here on Maui. So, as long as people are vigilant, if you're bringing plants in and you're testing every time, for example, if I bring plants in, they stay on the truck. They don't even leave the truck. They don't get unwrapped. We test. There's a way you can test them with peanut butter. It's a really simple test.
Oh, really? Just put peanut butter out and the fire ants will come and
put peanut butter on a little stick and you stick it on top of your plants or in your package. And even if you buy something at a store, like you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you could buy something there, for example, and not saying anything's wrong with their plants, but it's always good to test. Yeah. And that way, the little fire ants, they will come to the peanut butter because they like to eat that kind of material. It's like a protein. So it's like a nice juicy protein. They'll come and they'll run down there and try to eat it. And then you stick it in a little envelope and then you can mail it off to the ant lab and they'll check it for you to say, make sure it's not a little fire ant.
Because those guys are hard to get rid of.
Yeah. And it's such a small colony. An entire colony of fire ants will fit in a nutshell, like a macadamia nutshell. They're so tiny that's how that one colony will do that.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea that small.
So the reason people are so adamant about protecting Maui or anywhere from that ant is because it's such a bad ant that if it bites you, it can actually it's very, very powerful sting. I've never personally been bitten. But it can blind an animal. There's animals on the Big Island that have been blinded by them.
Really?
Yeah, so, and basically, it makes if you have an infestation, like in your yard, say your backyard had a lot of these little fire ants, you can't use your yard anymore.
Wow.
Because they're that bad.
Well, good to be aware of. So. It's always interesting. I learned so much talking to you, Allison. I do. You're really an expert.
Yeah.
And what an offer, you know, to be able to share this information for free at the Maui Garden Expo on Saturday, June 16th, 10 till 3. It's a great way to get out there. You can sign up and get prizes. You can learn. You can get your soil tested. You can get your plant and pest disease diagnosis. You can go down there and talk and learn. And it's a great way to do it right before Father's Day. And thank you for putting it on. Oh, we didn't say the Keiki Corner.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about our Keiki Corner real quick. So Keiki Corner, bring your kids and they can make a free potted plant for dad or whoever they want to. So we have everything there for them to make a potted plant of their own. And they have a selection of plants to choose from. And they'll be able to make a little card if they want to make a card for as a gift. And that is actually sponsored by ISI Hawaii. So that's another landscape irrigation store we have on Maui. So they'll be there. They'll have a booth too, and they'll be right with the Keiki Corner.
They can make a plant.
And usually it's a fun thing for the kids to do. It's free. Again, we like free.
Yeah.
So bring your kids and they can each make a little potted plant and we'll be able to go from while supplies last. I think we have around 100 we make every year.
Get there at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. You should get there early and then get all your stuff together and then go to a movie.
Yes. Air conditioned.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Allison. I love what you do, and you do a great job of it, and it's a great service. So thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for inviting us again. This is fun. We like having to be able to promote our event on here. So
I like having it too because I learned so much.